From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria said Sunday its forces seized another town from Islamic State, Karyatun, in the central part of the country a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. State media said the seizure of Karyatun with support of Russian aircraft gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in east. Mideast analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco said recent IS losses can be directly linked to the six-week-old cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors fighting in the country, said the jihadists still control the eastern and southeastern parts. The Russian-backed Syrian advance on Karyatun comes a week after Syria seized Palmyra, where IS fighters destroyed centuries-old historic relics. Meanwhile, in Iraq, government forces have reportedly taken control of the northern edge of the IS-held town of Hit, west of Baghdad, which lies on a key supply route linking IS fighters in both Iraq and Syria. Central African Republic's new president tapped his campaign manager as the country's next prime minister. President Faustin Archange Touadera announced on national radio Simplice Seranganji will head the embattled country's next government. Mr. Touadera, a former math teacher and prime minister, took the oath of office last Wednesday, promising to bring peace and development to the embattled country. This is VOA News. Turkey is preparing for the return Monday of hundreds of migrants under a controversial plan to stem illegal migration into Europe. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Metin Korabatir is with the Research Center on Asylum and Migration.
At this moment, in this shape, it is difficult to stop these migration movements. There are a lot of gaps in the deal, and it should be improved. The one weakness of the deal is in the Greek side. Who is going to be sent? The UN, for example, and all human rights organizations are opposing the blanket returns. There should be safeguards for those who need international protection in Greece.
Under the EU-Turkey deal, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The deal aims to break up the lucrative people smuggling operation that operates out of Turkey. The chief of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says the fund is a good distance away from a new economic bailout installment for Greece. She sent a letter to Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Sunday, made it public, saying she wants to be transparent. Mr. Tsipras has been angered at what he says has been IMF stalling tactics on a review of Greek economic reforms, which both the fund and European Union finance ministers say is necessary before more bailout cash is made available. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian troops left 30 dead Saturday. Both sides reported more fighting overnight. The outbreak is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when both countries ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. Russia analyst Jonathan Edelman suspects what's at play here is international power politics.
The Russians have basically been supportive of the Armenians, and that goes back to a kind of a religious issue in terms of Christianity. And I think there is some possibility here that the Turks are involved as well.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's office quoted him saying he'll support ally Azerbaijan to the end in its dispute with Armenia. Yemen's President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi has dismissed his prime minister and vice president ahead of UN-brokered peace talks with Iran-backed militants later this month. Libya's National Oil Corporation says it will work with the new UN-mediated unity government to coordinate future oil sales in a bid to put the North African country's divisions and rivalry behind it. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.